Now, personal trainers, bouncers and retailers, just some of the people found selling anabolic steroids in Ireland. For the past 8 months, RTE Investigates has examined the illegal trade in these products, which are being used by an increasing number of young people in pursuit of the perfect body image. The programme will be broadcast on RTE One television tonight, and reporter Barry O'Kelly told me more about steroids and why they are so popular now.
Steroids are a synthetic version of the male hormone testosterone. As you know, they've been around for decades and athletes have been using them, most notably Lance Armstrong, Ben Johnson, people like that. But in recent times, young men and women have started taking them purely for aesthetic reasons. And there was a recent survey by the HPRA which found that 1 in 5 young men and women said they would consider taking steroids.
And you were talking to somebody who is taking them now and has been for the last couple of years.
Yes, this is a 19-year-old who has been taking them now for several years. I mean, he's at pains to point out that the reason he took them in the first place was the wrong reason. And his message really is about education.
I just started doing it because I was insecure. I hated my body. Just hated everything about me. I couldn't look at myself in the mirror, so I had to do something about it. If I was going to the barbers, I wouldn't be able to look at myself getting a haircut. Just too insecure, like. So I said, I'll do my first steroid cycle. I just turned 17. I was lifting the gym, but I was no means genetically gifted. Literally no muscle definition or anything like that. It was just, I was skinny fat is what I call it. And I went from 75 kilos to about 93.
And Barry, how easy is it to get your hands on steroids?
Well, if you know what you're looking for and you know where to go, you certainly can get them. You can get them on online sites, on Irish ones. You can get them in gyms. You can get them in car parks. You can even get them in legitimate, seemingly legitimate retailers. We have come across all of those scenarios. Philip Gallagher and myself, Philip, my producer, and I, we've been working on this for 8 months, and we identified quite a range of different people who are selling these. And the difficulty is that a lot of the time, these are not professionally made. They're what's called underground steroids, which obviously there's no guarantee of quality with them.
And some of the consequences of using these can be dire. You were speaking to Dr. Conor O'Brien, former team doctor for the Irish Olympic team at Atlanta 96. Let's have a listen to what he said.
This idea of roid rage, where these anabolic agents upregulate a part of your brain called the frontal lobe, and this upregulation of a chemical called vasopressin persists even after you finish taking these drugs. And these young men, in many cases, or young women occasionally, become hyper-aggressive. Taking these agents clearly don't make you healthy. They do exactly the opposite. And the science that backs this up is very significant.
Some experts, Barry, you spoke to in the programme tonight, describe the situation as an epidemic among young people here.
Well, yeah, I mean, in the last 3 years, the amount of steroids being seized has increased tenfold, from, 38,000 back in 2015 to almost 500,000 last year. So the figures are continuously rising. And in the opinion of one of the GPs we spoke to, Dr. Brian Higgins, who's a bodybuilder himself, he described the situation as an epidemic.
Barry O'Kelly there, and Barry's programme, RTE Investigates Steroid Ireland, is on at 9:35 tonight on RTE One television.